This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A federal court has ordered the U.S. Postal Service to halt the circulation of Colorado election mailers that state officials say are misleading. The post office says 75% of the flyers have already been delivered. Denver's city council has rejected a new contract with police. The proposal would have given police officers two raises in 2022 and would have saved taxpayers about $5 million, partly by eliminating paid holidays next year. The police officers' union and city officials will now try to renegotiate. This week's Crush Walls Street Art Festival in Denver brings together artists from all over the country. But Denverite's Maggie Donahue reports some black artists are doing their own series of murals, in part to protest how white the annual event is.
When Robert Gray saw the artist list for this year's Crush Walls, he worried that the event would be whitewashed. Gray is the co-founder of Black Love Mural Festival. He says that for black artists, it can be difficult to break into the art world.
Most of the time, we put off as the second, third option. There's not many black people. And no matter what gallery or whatever show or whatever alley you walk down, we're always a minority.
Crush's coordinators offer to give Gray's group space for their installation, but no funding. Usually, Crush pays all the artists and covers all expenses. Gray's group says it's fundraising to pay its own artists. I'm Maggie Donahue, Denverite.
Denver and the metro area have highs today near 90. It'll be in the 80s around Colorado Springs. This is CPR News.